Since the September 11th terrorist attacks, every nation in the Middle East has been affected by the actions of the United States, and that goes for long-standing allies such as Saudi Arabia. Although Saudi Arabia and the United States have been tacit, if not always open, allies for decades, the relationship at the moment is uneasy. Many Americans have concluded that the conservative form of Islam that is predominant in Saudi Arabia has encouraged terrorism. Many Saudis feel that the United States has behaved badly throughout the Middle East. NPR's Mike Schuster reports from Riyadh, the Saudi capital.
If you ask intellectuals here if relations between the United States and Saudi Arabia are strained and deteriorating, Abdul Mohsen Al-Akas's answer is typical. Al-Akas is a prominent analyst and member of Saudi Arabia's consultative council.
I have to concur that it is strained at this time, and I hope it's not deteriorating.
Outside the kingdom, analysts are more candid. Yusuf Ibrahim is an energy consultant based in Dubai on the Persian Gulf.
There is a fundamental collapse in the strategic and historical alliance between Saudi Arabia and the United States. The relationship, as we are speaking, is being rewritten altogether. And we don't know which way is going to come out.
The attacks of September 11th, in which 15 of the 19 hijackers turned out to be Saudis, were certainly the catalyst for rethinking the relationship in both countries. But the trouble has even deeper roots. Some Saudis did not approve of U.S. troops remaining here after the 1991 Persian Gulf War. Last summer, the few thousand left were all withdrawn. Many conservative Saudi religious figures disapprove of the encroachments of American culture in the form of satellite television, movies, and music. Political analyst Saleh Al-Katlan says many Saudis resist criticism from the United States and the pressure to reform their society that have come as byproducts of the U.S. war on terrorism.
People around here are very suspicious of whatever comes from the States. There must be some kind of hidden agenda. They don't trust what is coming from there, to be truthful.
Of course, there is distrust on the American side as well. Some current and former officials say the Saudis have been slow to take effective action to stop the movement of funds from Saudi Arabia into terrorist hands. But both Saudi and American officials deny that, insisting the cooperation is now good. And many analysts in the U.S. charge that Saudi Arabia is far too tolerant of Islamist preachers, whose views of the world parallel those of Osama bin Laden and other terrorists. For their part, some Saudis see nothing but hostility emanating from the United States now, including from senior officials in the Bush administration, says Abdul Mohsen Al-Akas.
There are, of course, groups and individuals in the United States who, for their own political agenda, do not want to have a relationship between the United States and Saudi Arabia that is beneficial to both countries, and they saw in September 11th an opportunity to actually capitalize on that and demonize Saudi Arabia in such a way as to make it easy to destroy those relationships.
The close relationship between the U.S. and Saudi Arabia goes all the way back to the closing days of World War II, when President Roosevelt met with King Abdulaziz Al Saud. The foundation of the relationship is Saudi Arabia's vast oil production and reserves, and its ability to moderate the price of oil even during times of extreme crisis in the Middle East. But political science professor Abdullah Al-Otaibi says neither side in this relationship has ever been fully candid about its complexity and importance, especially here in Saudi Arabia.
I think it started a long time ago, the time we decided to keep this relationship secret. Had we enlightened the public in Saudi Arabia or the public in the United States of the actual level of relationship between the two countries, I think the shock of 9/11 would have been easier on both sides.
Recent U.S. policies in the region have only aggravated the problems in the view of many Saudis. The people of Saudi Arabia can watch the televised bloodshed every day in both Iraq and the Palestinian territories. Political analyst Mashari Al-Naim says U.S. policies in the Middle East undermine the very goals that the U.S. may seek in Saudi Arabia.
This is something that does not at all help to brighten the image of the United States here. This certainly increases the level of political anger. In this situation, people will tend to affiliate themselves more with extremist political attitudes. And so the task of political and educational reformers becomes certainly more difficult. Our positions is usually undermined by a continued aggressiveness of American policy.
The image of the U.S. and Saudi Arabia is horrible, was the way one diplomat put it. It's probably safe to say that the image of Saudi Arabia among Americans is not much better, and the level of distrust that exists is unlikely to dissipate anytime soon. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Riyadh.